A week into the job, Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason is settling into his new position at City Hall. He's still getting through his one-on-one meetings with elected officials and department heads. GLT's Ryan Denham visited Gleason's office at City Hall to find out what the former Decatur City Manager is hearing so far.
It's a strong desire to increase economic development for the community. Strong desire to partner with, the different governmental entities, McLean County and Normal, the town of, and also to address some of the challenges that we know that we have. Infrastructure is a biggie here. So really, what I would call the common things that most Illinois municipalities are dealing with. The one thing that I think Bloomington is different is the opportunities or the solutions, I think, might be a little bit easier. I don't want to say that they will be easier, but a little bit more solutions than what some of the other cities in the state are faced with.
You started several new jobs over the last 8 years or so, worked for the state of Illinois, CEO of Correctional Industries, Deputy Director of the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, City Manager of Washington and Decatur, and now Bloomington. So what have you learned about that process of becoming a leader in a new place, but doing so without stepping on too many landmines as you get settled into the new job?
Sure. I think the biggest thing, and it's not so much, you can't read it in a textbook, but it's just smart to assess. You step in to a new position, understand your surroundings first. Sometimes, and I've been in positions in the past where day one I've had to address certain things, immediately. But that's not the case here, at least so far. Appreciate the opportunity. Things seem to be going rather smoothly, which does not suggest that we can't improve on things. But I think it's going to allow me to sit back and assess for a while before we dive into changes, if any.
You've got around 630 full-time employees in Bloomington, including about a dozen on your executive staff. So how do you evaluate that team, especially those leaders, those executive-level leaders? How do you determine who's a good fit as you're making these assessments?
The meetings, whether it's collectively or individually. And this second week, I'm starting the one-on-one meetings with the department directors, a formal meeting. I've had a fair amount of interaction with most, and at least as a group with all of them. But again, you check out the resume, you pick up on the sense of what other employees and their peers have of that department head. And I think I've stepped into a good situation.
You said in other interviews that one of your strengths is that you're very open and honest. Can you describe that as a strength and how that comes into play as you're taking over this new role?
I think when you're in government, it's one where you've got public mistrust or maybe skepticism. From the public, we are stewards of the taxpayer dollars, and I think being transparent, being open and honest, maybe to a fault when we're talking about any government issues, it's a benefit. I think a lot of times, whether you're dealing with a union, whether you're dealing with an individual employee, or the elected officials or the community, if we lay all of our cards, if you will, out on the table, might put you in a position or in the crosshairs for some criticism, but I really think, the truth will set you free and, the high road prevails, I guess, has been my philosophy.
Well, city officials, including the mayor himself, have expressed frustration at times with the pace at which economic development efforts move in Bloomington. I want to ask if that's something that you've heard in one-on-ones with aldermen and other folks you've met with in the first few weeks on the job.
It is. It is something that I've heard even prior to starting day one last Monday. I had a few people from the community reach out to me and express some concerns. The pace at which we achieve, let's say, wins in economic development there's always a rest of the story. You swing and miss when you're trying to pursue new opportunities more than you actually connect. Before I say that something is, remiss on the economic development front, I need to learn a little bit more. But to answer your question, yes, I have heard those concerns.
Based on what you have learned so far, do you sense that there's a need for additional resources, be it staff or otherwise, to help on economic development initiatives?
I think the best way that I would answer that, Ryan, is at this point, this early in the game, and it's not one that I can wait too long. I mean, this is a critical topic for us at the city. But I would say it this way. I've got more questions, and I actually have a meeting with Bob Mart on Thursday morning. So before I say that I have concerns or think that we're thin on resources, I've got questions first that I'd like to get answered.
That's new Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham. Gleason is 1 week into the new job.